Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Stay with us, Lord, for now it is evening,
and the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness,
and shine within your people
O God, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Yeah.
our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your light and love surround and fill us, so that with pure and renewed minds we may sing your praises. With the whole church on earth and all creation, we glorify you now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Lamentations. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, I commend your servant. The words echoed in my mind as I walked down the hall of the nursing home. The funeral I had attended was still on my mind, and since the church had been near this nursing home, and since there was a family friend living there, I had taken the opportunity to stop by to see her. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. This is my favorite part of a funeral. It's called the commendation, and it comes right at the end as we commend our loved one to God's care. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen, I said out loud as I walked, and that's about when I began to hear the music. My path to my friend's room happened to take me by the day room, and a church group was there leading some sort of worship service for the residents. And as I drew closer, I realized that we had sung that very hymn at the funeral. So I stopped and leaned against the wall for a moment to listen to their weak, feeble voices struggle to proclaim the faith that was in their hearts. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be.
Howdy, Reverend.
He startled me when he spoke. I had been so intent on the song and thinking about the song and looking into the day room that I hadn't seen him approach.
It's been a while.
And I looked over and down, and there, sitting in a wheelchair with a big, bright smile on his face, beaming at me, was the gravedigger. Hey, I said, excited to see him and surprised too, but not too much, because our previous chance encounters had been so meaningful that a part of me had come to be ready for whenever God might throw us together again.
You're looking a mite better than the last time I saw you, he said.
And I remembered that the last time had been when I was in the hospital after my appendectomy, and he had been there with his wife who had cancer. I remember I was struggling to walk, I laughed. And he smiled back.
Well, things have turned around now.
I looked down and saw that both of his feet had been amputated, and I supposed he had lost them to diabetes. Your wife? I inquired, looking at him again. And his smile faded.
She's with Jesus now.
And I said, I'm sorry for your struggle and for hers.
She's at peace, he said.
And then more quietly,
she's at peace.
We stood there a minute more in silence as the hymn continued. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. He looked up at me, and I saw tears streaming down his face, and he started rolling down the hallway. I followed along until we came to a door and went outside to a courtyard and a beautiful tended garden with flowers and trees. He stopped next to a bench, and I sat down. Your tears, I said. For your wife? He nodded, and then he said,
for me too, maybe. It's just, well, Reverend, you know I dug holes for a living, and well, I saw death every day, sometimes a couple of times in one day. I'm supposed to be used to death, but it just hurts so bad. I thought I was strong, but Reverend, I don't feel strong at all.
I don't think you ever get used to death, I said.
And Reverend,
he went on as if I hadn't said anything at all.
Sometimes I think most of my tears are for me.
What do you mean? I asked.
Dying is hard, he said. I mean, I know I'm not dying right now or next week or maybe for quite a while, but it's coming. And it scares me.
You're afraid of death? I said, surprised a bit because of how often he had shown me such a profound and deep faith.
No, that ain't it, he said.
And then he paused to consider his next words.
It ain't the end of the journey that's the trouble. It's the getting there that's hard.
You don't want to struggle and suffer, I said. And he nodded.
I saw my wife do that, he said.
That is hard, I answered him. And the only thing I can say is that as we get near to that time, God does not forsake us. God is with us to help us always.
He said, Reverend, there's something else I can say. I was with my wife when she passed. And Reverend, right at the end, there was such a peace that came over her. A peace and a rest. And I ain't never told nobody this, Reverend.
His voice got real quiet.
But right at that moment, I didn't feel sorrow. The sorrow came later. Right then, all I felt was joy.
You loved her so much, I said, and your faith is so strong.
I think it's okay because right then you knew she was free from her pain and safe in God's arms. He was looking off away from me so I wouldn't see his tears.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, he said. We sat in silence for a minute when he said,
"Death is a part of life, ain't it, Reverend?"
I nodded as he went on.
"Life has its beginnings and everybody's happy. And life has its ending and everybody's sad."
I wondered where he was going with this. And then he said,
"But right then, because of Jesus, you're as happy as you can be. It's a new beginning."
I smiled, and all I could think of to say was, "Amen." We sat for another moment in silence, and then he bent over in his chair and picked up a small weed that was growing in the flower bed.
"I'm out here most every day,"
he said.
"Grave diggers are used to working in the dirt, you know, Reverend. But out here, this is different. All my life I dug holes, and the dirt was a sign of death. But here, with these flowers and trees, well, every time I see it all, it tells me that death ain't the end. It tells me there's nothing stronger than life."
I looked at the plants, green and strong.
"Reverend," he said, "they give me hope."
And then he smiled.
"We got schedules in this place, Reverend, and I got to go. It's time for bingo. Thanks for stopping by."
I answered, "It was great to see you, and I hope I do it again." He smiled and started rolling off.
"Be seeing you, Reverend,"
he called over his shoulder. I sat there for a moment longer, surrounded by life bursting forth and God's promise hidden in it all, watching him roll his chair. And then I heard it strong and sweet and full of faith.
"Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me."
Wonderful diversity of languages and cultures, you created all people in your image. Free us from prejudice and fear, that we may see your face in the faces of people around the world.
Light of the world, says God.
God of compassion, whose Son became poor for our sake, help us to see the face of Christ in those who are poor, and in serving them, to serve you.
Light of the world, send us out.
God of healing, you became one of us in Jesus and know our frailties. Help us to see the face of Christ in those who are ill and suffering, and reach out in compassion to help your work to restore them to health and wholeness.
Light of the world, send us out.
God of comfort, you stilled the storms of life and give peace to your people. Help us to see the face of Christ in those who are fearful, those who are troubled, those afflicted with mental illnesses or addictions, those who are depressed or full of anxiety, and may we embody understanding and seek ways to offer peace and safety.
Light of the world, send us out.
God of warmth, you have eagerly sought us and have opened your arms to welcome us even when we have strayed far from you. Help us to see the face of Christ in all those in need of welcome in our world, even when we struggle to do so, and to open our arms to them in help and to embrace a new future.
Light of the world, send us out.
God of all-encompassing love, you love us so much that you sent your Son to live and die for us. Help us to see the face of Christ in all those who seem unlovable and to embrace them as we would embrace you.
Light of the world, send us out.
God of peace, you call us to live in peace not only internally with you, but also with each other and among nations. Help us to see the face of Christ in those with whom we struggle and disagree, and lead us to work together to the higher calling of mutual understanding and love.
Light of the world, send us out.
God of all people, you have made us, and you have made us yours. Help us to show the face of Christ to others, so that in all things we may reflect the light of the world in our lives.
Light of the world, send us out.
Praise to our Christ, for you have heard our prayer. We come to you, our God, with gratitude and thanks. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith in the midst of the storms and roads of life, in our pilgrimage, knowing only that Your hand is leading us and your love supporting us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from our time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared for all people, a light to lighten all creation. Give us grace to live in your light. Praise the one who brings us light and brings our days with peace.
Your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Amen. Hello.